Maureen Dillon Teasdale for theCUBE, CJMQ 88.9 FM. And today we're talking with Kathy Bergeron from the SPA. So welcome, Kathy.
Thank you. I'm the communication manager and spokesperson.
Now, very exciting. There's a new project, the latest project at the SPA. And I believe you're launching a campaign to build a new refuge.
That's right. It's a project we've been dreaming of for the last 10 years, I'd say, and last week, last Wednesday, we were very happy to launch our public fundraising campaign for this new shelter.
Okay, that's great. Now, tell us about the new shelter.
Well, actually, we've been looking for a land for, the past 2 years, and we couldn't find anything interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And last summer, there was this building on Sauve Street near the Ford dealer in
okay.
the west side of Sherbrooke
mm-hmm.
that was for sale, and it was a great spot, great dimension with a piece of land. So finally, we bought the place last fall.
Okay.
And just before Christmas, we start tearing down everything that was inside of the building because it has to be all redone
mm-hmm.
all over.
Mm-hmm.
And parallel to this, over the past 2 years, we've been raising funds from private donors.
Mm-hmm.
But this, and we raised about $610,000 so far. Our goal is to raise up to $850,000.
Okay.
So this is why we launched a public fundraising campaign last week
mm-hmm.
to reach that goal, which is of $850,000. So more or less, we're looking for $200,000.
Okay, so you've already come quite a ways, though, I guess.
Yes, we've been mm-hmm. working very hard, and we hope to actually, we will move this fall. We're not just hoping. We will move. We're ready for this. We've
mm-hmm.
been waiting for that moment so long. So this is why we launched that public fundraising campaign last week, and we hope that all townshipers will join in.
Okay, well, it sounds like a great project, and I guess a very needed project, too. You've been on
Indeed,
Queen Street for some time?
We've been here on Queen Victoria for
mm-hmm.
the past 40 years.
Wow.
Yes, it's been a long time, and since then, our services have grown, the
mm-hmm.
needs of our customers have changed, and today, since we cannot expand the building once more, it's been expanded 3 times, we need to move somewhere else. That's why we bought that place on Sauve Street about six months ago.
Okay, so you're basically going to be in the location of Sauve Street, the one on Queen Victoria Road.
Yeah,
will
mm-hmm. be eventually for sale.
Okay. I was just wondering the different services in the new SPA.
Actually, the new facility will provide much more space to pets. And
okay.
It will also be better suited for their needs. For example, the new shelter, the campaign is called Operation Gentle Sheltering.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why is because the new shelter will be designed to provide much more comfort for the pets, more room to play or to get away from each other when they need to. Mainly, you know, to reduce their stress, because here it's so small and everybody just like cats or encountering dogs and it gets sometimes hectic, and you know, this is a source of stress for them.
Exactly.
We'll also have larger outdoor spaces for dogs, so they'll have lots of room, you know, to
mm-hmm.
to run around, to play with each other. Our adoption rooms for cats will no longer have, the cats won't be any longer in cages. It will be kind of, they'll be free to
mm-hmm.
run around, and they'll have different things where they can hide
mm-hmm.
or jump. It's a kind of a new generation shelter.
It
so
is.
We'll have happier pets,
mm-hmm.
less stressed, and which means, healthier pets also, psychologically and physically.
Very important. Now, will this have anything to do with the price of adoption or anything
no,
like that?
No, not at all. Mm-hmm. Not at all, no.
Okay.
And the new shelter, by the way, will also be more friendly to people to visit. There will be contact rooms where people can will be able to interact with the pets and get to know them.
Mm-hmm.
As far as here at on Queen Victoria, the place is so small, like...
Mm-hmm.
You don't have this opportunity, you know, to interact with the pet.
Exactly.
So it'll be a brand different, very different experience for people. So
and
it should be,
yeah,
you know, very exciting.
Definitely a positive experience. Now,
mm-hmm.
The SPA, you cover 27 municipalities?
Yes.
Wow,
yes.
That's quite a few. And
yes.
You offer quite a few services right now. It's not just adoption.
No, it's also, if somebody loses his pet, we help him find him out.
Mm-hmm.
It's registering cats and dogs.
Mm-hmm.
We also apply the provincial law and Canadian law concerning all pets. So sometimes it ends up doing seizures if animals are victims of negligence or cruelty. So we've got different types of services. So people often think it's only adoption or abandonment, but it's many much more services. So we've been playing an important role in our community since the past 40 years, and we have so many ideas, but we don't have the space to develop them, though. That's why we're also moving in a larger space, which will be actually twice the space that we have here.
Okay, that's good to know.
Yep.
Twice the space.
Oh, yeah,
it'll
be so different, and just can't wait.
Well, that's very exciting. Do you do dog training, too, and things like that? Or?
Actually, we used to,
mm-hmm.
but the problem was, since we didn't have enough space, we had to rent a place.
Mm-hmm.
And a place large enough, you know, to
mm-hmm.
have 10, 15 people, sometimes 20. And most of the time, these places were the basements of churches.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But churches accepting to have dogs in their basement were quite, there were many few of them.
Mm-hmm.
And the last place, well, about 2 years ago, we said, we're sorry, but you guys can't, you know, have
mm-hmm.
those training classes anymore. So we ended up with no available space anymore, and
mm-hmm.
there's no space here at the shelter.
Okay.
So it should come back at the new shelter, since it will be much more larger.
Good. That's good to know. And all animals, before they leave, before they're adopted, they're all neutered or spayed?
Yes, it's been like this since 1998, I think.
Okay.
We were... I think the very first SPA to spay or neuter their pets,
mm-hmm.
you know, put up for adoption in the whole province. So,
okay, that's good
of
to
course,
know.
They will maintain that.
Good. And are you seeing fewer dogs and cats come in because of this?
Since 2 or 3 years, there are indeed many fewer dogs.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why is hard to put the
mm-hmm.
finger on it. I
mm-hmm.
don't know how to translate this
sure.
in English, but thank God, yes, we have many less dogs, but the problem with cats is still very
mm-hmm.
present, and I don't know, we don't know why people are not
mm-hmm. they're not vigilant about having their cats neutered or
that's
spayed.
Right,
mm-hmm.
that's right. So, we always end up with either cats that people don't want anymore
mm-hmm.
or litters.
Mm-hmm.
So it's still a problem.
Okay.
But hopefully one day the problem will be less important.
Good. Are you seeing a lot of adoptions, a lot of people adopting now from refuges like yours rather than buying them from pet stores?
We're maintaining the same level as the past years. Actually,
okay.
I'd say since a few years, adoption's been been going up.
Okay, good.
Which is good, yeah, which is very good. I think people are less or more conscious that, you know, pets ending up at the shelter are not pets with problems, just pets, unwanted pets. And buying a pet in a pet shop sometimes is not the best idea. You don't know where it comes from.
And
parents,
it just,
you know, genetics and all that.
Exactly.
So.
It just
perpetuates
the pets in the pet store going on, too. So that's good.
And some of them come from puppy mills, which, you know, is not very great.
No,
considering,
exactly.
You know, the conditions where they live and anyway. So
good.
Yeah,
it's
good getting better.
Good, good. So how can the public help?
Actually, donations can be made either here at the shelter by mail or via our very brand new campaign website at operationdourefuge.com. But in the coming days, there will be an English version online, and people will be able to go on operationgentleshelterin.com.
Okay, good. And they can probably read about it too, I guess?
Oh, yeah, there's plenty of information concerning the project, what the difference will be between here and the new shelter, the advantages, why should people invest, what it will bring to the pets, and there's many information.
Okay, sounds very exciting. Are you having any special fundraisers in the future?
Actually, yes, we'll have different fundraising activities to eventually, but so far I cannot get into the details yet. But
okay.
They'll become public. All these informations will become public shortly.
Good, and when we find out, we'll be more than happy to announce them for free
too. Oh, great.
And help your campaign.
Great, great.
Good. So that's very exciting. It's going to be a big change, a new
the
SPA.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
We've made, we've expanded 3 times in 40 years, but it's getting like smaller and smaller, and the team has grown up. Back in the 1980s, they were maybe 10, 12 people working here. Now we're up to 40. So we're pretty crammed, and pets also. It'll just be a great difference.
Good, good. So that's good to know. A lot of pets being adopted there, both cats and the dogs, and I guess some other types of pets once in a while too.
Yeah, rabbits, mice, birds.
Okay, well, that's good to know. Anything else you'd like to add before we go, Kathy?
Maybe a short word on our campaign spokesperson. In the French community, he's a very well-known man. He's Jean Lessard. He's a well-known dog trainer. He's an author and host of a TV show on the French channel. The show is called On s'aime en chien. And a lot of people know him, so we're pretty happy to have him as a spokesperson. Jean Lessard.
That's
go on our website, our campaign website. You'll see a picture of him.
Good, good to know. Well, definitely, we'll be thinking about you. And definitely the public there, that would be great. They can give to the shelter and go on to the website, too, and learn all about it.
Yep.
Okay.
So have a look at our website at for the moment at Opération Doux Refuge, and in a few days at OperationGentleSheltering.com.
Okay, well, sounds great, and we wish you all the best, Kathy.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks for the interview.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.